begin the current daf mesech the shluis daf yedal. Begin the malv. Begin testing mother. Begin the gemara. Cool and krim basic. Okay, so the kanmar included with the power of Aaron because they're all called the ubaad beisecha, which is because beis Aaron bochad Hashem. So today's tem it's a wonder because levim. But my iskaper, what are they going to get a tum with? Ibishal tzibur if with the community ashul am ksev levim lemikra am laman damar according to the. Or the Gisra Shpil Chadman, according to one opinion, which applicably be Perek Azraya, Achul Nef Kaflam Ra'al from Abayis. So according to that Mandam, they're not called Am. And the Ibishal Aaron, like Ikrubes, they're not called Beis Aharon. The Chitim, if you can say, Kim Narshkechan Jeshlan Kapara, well, we find that they have a Toman, the Chsev Yechaper, because it says Yechaper, as we discussed this previously, and it's look at Toysim Nuch, Dab Tzadik Bezim and Alv. Islamema, so we should say, Dleyasa Ashla Am. So it's Toysis. Okay, fine. You'll say that obviously La'ashal Am should only El Bil Mutikahanim. Biskab, because by default, that they have Kapar somewhere. But if that's the case, then Mitzin Bissar Shalam Shot Machlali. You said the whole reason why Kama can be with Aaron is because, oh, that's what Machlali conjures to that of the people. It's not true. It comes when the people are also with Machlali. So what would be the Pshat? Then we would know Kahanim are not with the people. So Taisa doesn't answer that question. Oh, that we need, as we learned in a Braisa. So the question is, how are you learning from Ashaloi that you would have thought to say they're not included when you need Ashaloi to say that it has to come from his funds? So, I mean, it's a kra loima from the fact that you need the pastor to say that it's not brought from the Kahanim's funds. Alma miskapim by. So obviously, you see, that's how Tis learning the depth of the question. So obviously, that they do have the atonement because why do you say they're not, they don't have to pay, obviously. Obviously, from the fact that they actually do get a tum with that. So how are you saying that you would think to exclude it from there? Mashani, the Gemara answers, Tana Hacha Kakash Lebechulu, this is what's bothering him. And, meaning, what would you have thought to exclude is that you would have thought to say that we learn out, like, by the sorrow of the people, that it's whoever pays gets it, whoever doesn't get it. It's like in the pasuk is necessary. Shall I tell me that you don't say, yeah, kibin shematina shishlan kapara, meaning because you would have thought to say since they get it, Tomi's kabbah, surely they should get with him, biyavi mishalehen, and they should bring from their own. So we say that we have to learn from the pasuk that the power does not come only from the meaning they are going to get atonement, and but the payment is going to be only from Aaron. But it's a little bit of a wonder because the my parach. What's the question? Name why don't you say the hadad shinon? The lemaisa mishal kahanim hainu labasa the kimon the kaim is kapim by. Why is it a contradiction? Why can you say after that by raisa that says the kaim do get atonement? So that's what we're coming to say. Now the pasuk is coming to say that, but therefore it wouldn't be a contradiction that you would have thought ashaloi is excluding the kahanim. Now it says matam in gemara shen leina kotsav la'akav. That the pasuk repeats it ashalei a third time to say and that's ma'akev that cannot come from other. Now, since I'm telling you to say wait, but nuki ashalei tinyana. Why don't you say the second ashalei is la'akev mishal tzibra v'shlichi lemitzvah mishalei b'le mishal kahanim? How do you know it's ma'akev that it shouldn't come from the kahanim? Why saying that the second one is for l'katchilu kahanim and the third one is for ma'akev? Why don't you say the second one is ma'akev and the third one is for kahanim l'katchila? Sometimes we can say no. The svar who logic would tell us lemidrash meikar lemitzvah kaidim. Then it's la'akev. Before you say one of them is like repeated, which is to say it's critical. You first say whatever is lemitzvah, and the chemuch berakam and zvachem the pesam and beis. We come and look many places that you see that's only when there's nothing else to darish, and then you say it's repeating it. Say it's ma'akev. Next test matter because the mogdal mechsim emayno. Well, it's not missing. They're not losing any money. The sevash shalom because it says that it's from the people, and that's why they're not included. So therefore, you would have thought to say that the same thing is by from that of Aaron. So it says Avigav the high nafkalon. What even though wait, that's not the source. It's not from Ashalam. It's mebeisa that's bnei Yisrael, like the Gemara ultimately explains. Kamakam Ashalam mashmim Ashalam. It does sound like it is from their funds. Elam the yater. It's just that from the fact that it's superfluous because we actually do learn enough from mebeisa that's bnei Yisrael. So mebeinless, we end up explaining it in a kind of miskapim by that they can't get a tum with it. But really, you could definitely say the words that lemachasim mine is learned up from Ashalam. And the lemon boy lemon the mesach lishkol minam to say according to when the holds lishkol that beizim and beizim nachas that chaval and beishrei nakan mitzum lishkol they come don't have to give in the machzor shadu the body lost me to do that. Oh, we see that the funds don't come from them. If all lemon the mesach mitzum lishkol even according to when the holds that they have to give machzor shadu but sabam mitzum lishkol and the higul comes and trumas lishkol but come up with him chazru moyis lishkol but if the money is missing bo ligvois and they come to collect litzarich sar for the purpose of the sar in gav mishlan then they don't collect from them specifically then oyim bo acher. Well, let's say someone else comes along, Bezika Sar Letzibur, and he gives over the rights to for the community for Higot, Kosher, Bishle Zoch by the Kanim, even though the Kanim don't have any rights in it. So even though technically they could be part of it with the Machzor Shekel, but that's we're describing cases when they wouldn't. And even though it's not Machasra Mainam. Well, but then the bowl of Aaron, they're also not missing money, so they shouldn't be part of it. So it says it's a one that Makam still, a kocha kimish metzinishlam kaparam. Oh, we still find that they have to have some atonement. B'chamash sheish kapar la'achayrim, whatever there is atonement for others, m'nechsib yichaper, like the pasuk equates them all. So l'metzin logim, there's no choice over b'shal aron. Ma'achashin nesmat b'shal tzibur, since they're excluded from that of the community, m'nechsib b'shal am. B'l'gaminim in eidu goli kura. And we don't learn that from there that it's a revelation. So in other words, the question is since they're equated, so of course they're going to get a kapara. So says Taisis Vishim, you could say is no. The Ashala Am Mashma, it actually sounds like the sin is tam. It sounds like it's not just a specific situation. It sounds like it's a rationale. Mishum Shu Mishala Am, since from the people, therefore they're not included, whoever didn't pay, then the reasoning wouldn't be appropriate. And therefore that's the question. So since by the carbon of the current gold, they're not Machas Maina, how could they be part of the kabar? So it says, "Matav begit gemelcha b'kamar." So we're saying, "Kulan kurim beisar." Okay, the all the kahanim are considered beisar. According to Behuda, the kahanim get a kapara on other averes from the sara am. Thomas Begadasha, they give it the partial aron because they're including beisar. So the hash now comes out like this: is that al she'in b'yidi lebetchil lebesayif when they didn't know about it at all. Shemachapim sira golem, that it's the higots on the amtavim that atone for. Meskapim namikan, come actually will get atone with that. I have gavle mechas b'mayna. I did not. They don't pay for that. But hoyl metzina b'shal aron meskapim. Since we find by the bull of the kohen goli mekipurim, they get atonement. I have gavle mechas b'mayna. Even though they're not lacking money, you see that they could be part of it. But moreover, the davki b'mekipurim hood metzuchin ribuya. It's actually only mekipur that we have to have an inclusion to show that even though they didn't pay, they should be included. Because we find there's a differentiation between Kam and Yisrael. So you would think they wouldn't be included until you have a ribuy. But other times, like by Yom Tovim, no, they do. They are included even though they're not paying any part of the expenses. This does not begin with Shnei Biduyim b'dam apar. Two confessions and the blood of the bull. Now, Mashma sounds like Shemeskap and Akam b'beis Biduyim, that the Kahan get the atonement with the according to Reb Shimon, that it's not, you know, the same thing. It is two atonements with the two confessions. Okay, if that's the case, Masnid Yuma, the Perak Amal Hanam Munon, Davlam Hema Bezik, the that says, Bevidu Rishon, first confession, he says, Ani Evesi, me and my family, Besula and nothing more, or Besheni, and then he says, Ani Evesi with the Aaron, Lemetugma Kreb Shimon, that can't be like Reb Shimon, because Lede Quantum, Bevidu Rishon, Nami have a Lemem of the Aaron, because it's two different types of Kaparz, as we say in our Gemara, but Tamer, it's a wonder because the Rav Mukil Hashem he explains Vidu Disar Mishtalech. He says it's Kereb Shimon. Oh, Mestamik Kalhan Masnidin to be doing us now Kereb Shimon. So it's like Kereb Shimon. So how could it be not all for Bnei Aaron? The Hashem says you can say it's Dafil Kereb Shimon. Might even he agrees Shein Maske Behedi Bnei Aaron in the first one, even though it's for them too. He doesn't explicitly mention the Machshira Kazak until he appears like as if he's innocent himself. So he'll only mention the second time, although it really is for them also the first time. Hadlo Shvur Shtayim, which I'll turn to you the first parak, Masech the Shvur Shtayim, and that would begin with Taisus, and that would begin the second parak, Yediyas HaTumah, where Taisus begins with the words of the Mishnah, which he says, Metech Pesach comes from Rashi's interpretation, Mashmet sounds like Shereitz Lafarish Kul Masnit, and he wants to explain the whole Mishnah of Yediyah Gemura, with a complete awareness. Shapir State explains, V'yodesh Nitma, the guy knows he became Tomei, Navavag of the Mukma Masnit, although the Gemara explains, on the Avhem and Aleph, that the Mishnah is Kirebi. Domadel, he says, Yidis beis rabish ma yidia, just knowing for what you know from Cheder is considered awareness. And you don't have to actually have a real awareness. Still, the words in the Mishnah were Stam yidia, in general awareness. Avigav leitzar, although you don't need to. If you want to be precise, you can explain the whole Mishnah with just Yidis beis rabbi. Rashi explains it in the simplest way with general yidias.